Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long. We're glad that you are here for another great live show here, January 24th. We are almost done with the first month of the new year. Can you believe that? I thought we were just starting New Year's. One down, and, you know, once you get through with the first month, it always seems like then you're in sync for the year. You know, it's like the first month, it takes a little while to get the engine rolling or the train going down the track. I don't know. It's just the way I see it. But anyway, got a great show for you here, as always, as our angel messenger, Marilyn Pasek, an amazing psychic medium, joins us. And she'll be taking your phone calls as well. So dial on into the phone number now. 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? All righty, boys and girls. Glad you're here. If you're new to Journey into the Light, just to let you know, Journey Light's a spiritual radio show. It's been on the air now for the last 9 years. It's helping you, the listener, the caller. And if you love spiritual radio, click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen so you get updates of all the new and upcoming shows heading your way. All right. Well, great. So as you guys are calling on in, I'm going to go to the phone lines and let's bring in our good friend and our friend who is on the show on Mondays with Chuck Bergman on the Psychic Roundtable. We had another great show last night. Let's welcome Marilyn back to the show. Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. Long time no talk to.
Yeah. Things warm up any?
No. At least it's not raining and it's not cloudy, but it got colder. In fact, we're supposed to hit below freezing tonight.
Ooh, wow. In Phoenix?
But the sun's back. Yay.
So let me get this right. So you get below freezing in Phoenix? Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I had no idea.
2 years ago, let's see, 3 years ago, I moved into my other condo in February, and it snowed within a week after me moving in there, because I remember I had a two-story, and I was up on the balcony putting things out there. And I'm like, is that snow? So, yeah, it gets cold here every now and then.
Wow, I didn't know that. I knew the upper elevations did, but I didn't know down in Phoenix. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I think Flagstaff got another foot and a half of snow last night. Schools are closed. It's, you know, supposed to hit close to zero and everything. I want my desert heat bath, Michael.
God, I just can't see that. I can never make it there, even with air conditioning. It's just too hot. I think Oklahoma's hot, but...
Well, after you live out here for so long, your blood gets thinned out, and you get somewhat acclimated to it, and, you know, it's like me. I've been here over 36 years now, and it's like I just don't do the cold anymore. In fact, I saw a post on Facebook today where Denmark is supposed to be like one of the happiest places in the world. Like they get free health care, minimum wage is $20 an hour. I forget all the other benefits, but I was going to text somebody and say, does it get cold in Denmark?
Yeah, what does it take to move there? Sounds good to me.
I know. There is about 6 different things. Those are the only 2 that are popping in my head right at the moment. Minimum wage, $20 an hour, free health care. I forget what else. And they're going, everybody there is happy.
I bet so. That's why I say, you know, I mean, I just don't get into the naysayers to say, well, we can't do that, we can't do that. But other countries are doing it, and they're extremely happy, like Denmark. So.
Yepers. That's kind of something I want to talk about tonight. I ran across this when I was on the internet today, and I had no idea. Do you know that abracadabra is Hebrew for I create what I speak? Did you know that?
No.
Abracadabra is Hebrew for I create what I speak. And I went, wow, I don't know whether you noticed, but I wasn't on Facebook much at all over the weekend. I can't take everybody's negativity. And so let's think about that for a minute. If we create what we speak, you know, here in the United States right now, everybody's up in arms with the new president in. You know, he's doing this, he's doing that. And then people, like, getting mad at the people for sharing their opinion. Well, first of all, thank goodness we are in the land of the free and we are allowed to publicly express our opinion to the tune that, what, thousands, if not maybe millions of women walked over the weekend to protest. And we do have that freedom to do that. And whatever somebody believes, just like I don't personally believe in organized religion, but if somebody does, that's fine with me. I'm not going to discontinue them as a friend or bash them on social media. And so with the new president, and nobody really knows what he's going to do yet, but so many people are protesting the unknown, well, isn't that creating negativity within you? And that's why I don't like to be associated with any of it, because if we're speaking it, or we're writing it, especially on social media, that's the same as speaking it. And then for the people that are like really angry, you know, pros or cons or whatever, I wonder if they take a look at their own life and what's going on in their life, and are they really happy with what's going on? And if they are, would they be up in arms so much? And the other point, and the other side of this coin I'd like to make too, is what got me really thinking about this. I've seen several people now post on Facebook. I'm not on the other social medias, even though I am, but I don't actively get on there myself. But a couple people that I don't personally know, but I know of them through Facebook and acquaintances and everything, they've been sick since about Christmas or right after the first of the year. And I see them getting on Facebook at least a couple times a day posting how sick they are and how this medication hasn't helped, how this medication hasn't helped, and, you know, just on and on and on. Well, you're feeding energy into that negativity, into that unhealthiness. I don't know, Michael, we've known each other almost a year now. I don't think I've ever been sick on any of the shows or complained about being sick. And even if I am sick or not feeling well, I'm not going to verbalize it because that's giving energy to it. And so, like, these people that keeps posting, and I'm thinking if I did get really sick, like, you know, somebody's got pneumonia, somebody's got bronchitis, somebody's got strep throat, a lot of flu going around now, and these people are posting it. Well, if I was that sick, I'd be in bed. The last thing I'd be doing is being on social media letting people know how sick I was. it just blows my mind. And so when you're verbalizing it, whether you're actually speaking it or whether you're posting it on social media, you're still verbalizing it and you're giving that negativity energy. But also on the other side, too, when you speak about how happy you are, like on my angel page this afternoon, somebody posted this one video on there about people doing different kinds of dances all over the world. And when you watch it, it just brings a smile to your face. So I had to share that to my angel page. And when you see something like that, doesn't it bring a smile to your face and the whole inside of you changes from that negativity, no matter what that negativity is that's going on in your life? Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. It, in one hand, you know, we have the freedom of speech and thank God we do. The Women's March was wonderful to see, and my sister got involved where she lives, her and her husband in Seattle, and they got involved in the march. And I think it's healthy, and it's healthy to make people aware, just like this North Dakota pipeline thing that looks like it's going to try to ram that through again. But it's healthy, you know, people should be involved. That's how dictators and things like that are you know, stopped. Years ago, we never had that. But yeah, I agree with you too on the health thing. I don't ever come on, even if I'm feeling a little bit not well, I don't ever come on like, you know, coughing and like, oh man, I feel horrible and all this, because I don't want to feed into it, like you said. And I know the listeners are dealing with a lot themselves, and a lot of them are dealing with a lot worse situations. So I want to make it as pleasant of an environment as possible.
Yeah, and I want to make a point. Just be careful. Like, we get our thoughts from somewhere. I've said this on the show before. We receive an average of about 70 to 80,000 thoughts a day, and of which that over 80% of them come from a spiritual place. So if we take that and, you know, we receive a thought, of course, that comes within our brain, and it radiates throughout us and comes into our heart. And if we take that and turn those thoughts into a positive before we speak it, because once we speak it, we're giving it action, we're giving it motion, we're giving it energy, we're giving it vibration. And, of course, not every day, not every moment of your life is going to be all happy and, you know, puppy dogs and butterflies and rainbows and everything. But if you become more conscious and more aware of trying to receive positive thoughts and what radiates into your heart before you speak them, I'll guarantee you your life will change. As I mentioned here, I don't know, many, many months ago, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I was told by the guides, which is my term for the angels, to be in gratitude. So I try to be consciously aware in gratitude each and every single day. And that has totally turned my life around. And, you know, this holiday season, holidays are always hard on me because I don't have any surviving relatives. I don't have a significant other. I don't have children. So most of my holidays are spent alone. And this year was the first year that it didn't truly bother me. And I was just in gratitude. I was in gratitude that I had enough money to go buy whatever I wanted to eat for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, whatever. You know, I was in gratitude that I had a roof over my head, running water, heat, electric, so on and so forth. And it totally has changed my whole living, you know, my whole thoughts, my whole being.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important for people to realize that.
Yeah, I agree. I think of the same thing, and I thought of that too, you know, years ago when we lost our dream house, and this was during 08 when the economic collapse was happening, and we lost our business, and we had to move. And I told my kids, who were small at the time, I said, you know, we're going to have to move from here, but we're going to be in another house. We're going to be together. We're going to have a roof over our head. You're going to be able to stay in your schools you're going into. So it's just going to be a different location. That's all. And just, you know, and I was happy for that, you know. I'm happy every day, too, like you said. There's roof over my head, and I go and continue to go to help the homeless, you know, and I see what their conditions are like. So I'm very happy.
Oh, that reminds me, speaking of homeless, I don't know whether you saw my Facebook post last week, but I got to meet a homeless dog.
Homeless dog. Okay, great. How did
that
work out? A
friend of mine actually trapped her about 2 weeks ago now, and she had been in the desert by herself for 5 weeks that they know of, and it took them 5 weeks to finally trap her. And she's mostly German Shepherd, and that's what I've had most of my life, or my adult life, I should say. And when I saw, like, she had videos on Facebook about this dog and how they trapped her and pictures of her, and then they took her to a rescue center and how skittish she was with people and everything, just something in my heart reached out to her. And I'm like, I've got to meet this dog. And I had just the most delightful day last week. I did some readings, and then I had arrangements to go meet this dog. And I talked to God the night before, and this is something else for the listeners to keep in mind. If there's something you want in your life, talk to the highest being that you believe in, whether that's God, whether it's Jesus, Archangel, Spirit, Source, whoever. You can even ask your guardian angels, your deceased loved ones, to help you. So right before I went to bed that night, I said, okay, God, if it's meant for me and this dog to connect, I said, allow this dog to come right up to me. And then when I went for my walk the next day, which is the way I like to connect before I start my day, I asked the same prayer. And so, you know, my friend warned me, you know, she goes, she's very skittish, and don't be surprised if she doesn't, you know, make up to you or anything. And so I went in and sat down on the floor. They brought her in. She came right up to me. And then right afterwards, we had a really, really good time. And so I was in a really good mood from that. And I went across the street. There was a 99-cent store there. And I've been looking for adult calendars, and I haven't been able to find any. The only thing I could find was children's calendars. But when I went to check out, this little old lady was in front of me, stooped over, small lady. And I don't think she was quite in her right mind, or maybe she was just overwhelmed, because it was a Dollar General store, and she had $50 worth of goods. And so she bought like 50 items. And so I helped the checkout lady bag it up for her and everything. And something inside of me said, keep your eye on her. So I went out, got in the car, and I watched her, and she loaded up all her bags and started to walk. So I pulled up beside her, and I said, ma'am, are you walking? And she goes, well, just across the parking lot to the bus. And I said, well, can I give you a ride? And that's something that people, if you're going to help someone or sell something, ask for permission first, because you don't know if it's going to take their pride away from them. So I asked her, I said, can I give you a ride? She goes, oh, I would like that. And then she says, I'm not sure we'll make it to the bus in time. And I go, oh, you have no idea who you're dealing with. You'll make it to the bus in time. I go, you got a better chance riding in the car than walking. And so we pulled up, and the bus was just closing its doors. And I stuck my finger up like, wait just a minute. So she was able to get on the bus. And that just makes you feel so good when you're able to help somebody. You know, it didn't cost me any money. What it cost me was maybe 5 minutes of my time. But that 5 minutes of my time is worth 1,000 words. It was just amazing.
Yeah. It's great, you know, when you can help people, and doesn't always mean at all money at all. I mean, I've helped people in parking lots, you know, with grocery stores, people that need help. Maybe they can't get their groceries in. Maybe they simply just need their cart taken away, you know, once they have gotten their groceries in. I've had people being so thankful, and all I've done is take their cart away.
Right, exactly.
I feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
I know how it is for me. If I'm in, like, say, a grocery store, let's say, and I'm having a bad day, and people may not think, you know, because on the show I'm always up and happy and laughing, but I do have bad days. And so when I, like, say I go in a grocery store, someone gives me a smile, I think, man, that just can just really uplift me, change my day. So I think of that. So when I'm in the stores, I will do the same. Now, I did try that about a week ago, and I was in the fruit section. I was seeing these oranges, and gosh, they were big, and and bright colors, and I was just getting them bags for me and my wife. It was great. And this one lady walked up, and I said, "Wow, these are really great oranges, aren't they?" And she just gave me the most funny look and just mumbled something and walked off. My God, what was wrong with that? But.
So before we start taking calls, I just want to say to all the listeners out there, think of these two words, abracadabra and gratitude. And then call back next week and let me know how that changed your life this week. I love abracadabra. I think that's great.
Yeah, that is great. That is great. I'll have to ask Chuck on Monday if he knows what that means.
Hopefully he's not listening.
He might
be. That wouldn't be fair.
He might be calling in. I've had it before where it's not very often, but I'll be screening calls and I'll say, "Yes, can I get your first name, please, and where you're calling from?" And he's like, "Chuck, Florida." I'm like, "Is that you, Chuck?"
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not very often, but yeah. So, anyway, that's kind of how we got, well, Chuck's been on my shows for a number of years, but how we got started really connecting more closer than just being an occasional guest. I kind of talked in the screening room, and I said, "Hey, you want to come on that show with?" And he's like, "Yeah, I really like the show you do." So, anyway, it's kind of progressed from there. So enjoy our Monday shows.
Yeah, I just hope the next Monday we got sunshine for a change.
Well, it's all sunny on the internet, Marilyn. Sunny and warm.
All righty, should we take some callers?
Yes, let's do that. Sounds good. Okay, so let's go and bring in our first caller. And again, folks, you can call on into the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Let's go to Seattle and bring in Holly to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Holly. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm going to get there. I have to get off speaker.
I'm sorry, honey. You're breaking up.
Oh, I just had to get the phone off speaker. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay. Is it okay to ask for a message from Spirit, or do you need a direct question?
I'd like you to be a little bit more specific, like what's going on.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. A message about more income, a second income. Coming.
Okay, what do you do for a living now, Holly?
I'm an apartment manager.
Okay.
I want to keep this.
Yeah, I feel like there's more potential in the job that you have now. Is there a higher position you can get or more you can add to your duties there to create more income for yourself?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's what I'm getting. Have you been at this position for very long?
2.5 years.
Okay. What else is it there that you can create or that you can learn there?
Oh, I don't know. I just like that I have my free time and I can do my sewing and my crafts and try to sell it online.
Oh, that's fine. I feel like there's more potential in your, I'm going to call it your day job, okay? I feel like there's more potential there that either you got to learn more there or you got to create more there to bring in more income there. But as far as your crafts go, I highly recommend doing that, dear. You got a big angel with you. Hold on a minute, because I haven't heard of this angel before. But he's telling me that his name is Zaphire.
Cool name.
He's spelling it Zaphyr. And he radiates to the color purple. And he's with you to bring you strength. To help you with your creativity, but more about the strength. Are there times where you don't feel like you're quite sure of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the strength that I'm seeing, that he's helping you get better in touch with you to bring you more strength, to give you more certainty about yourself. So you don't have to, it's like what I'm getting with you, Holly, it's like your use in your life to always taking a step backwards instead of taking a step forward. So Zaphiel is with you to give you that strength so you learn to start stepping forward with more confidence and more faith.
Ooh, that's nice.
Does the color purple radiate to you, dear?
Yes, it's my favorite color, and I made a web page, and it's all purple.
Perfect. Do you by any chance have any crystals? Do you have any amethyst stones?
Yeah, I have a bowl full of crystals, all different kinds.
Is there any amethyst in there?
What color is that one?
Purple.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look at my bowl again. I think so. I have a purple bracelet.
I would definitely get yourself an amethyst crystal if you don't have one already. It's purple. They're really pretty. And since you radiate to the color purple, perfect. And it's one that you should either carry with you. So if you just even get just a little one, they're telling me to carry it with you, put it in your pocket every day, or put it and or put it beside your bedside stand.
Okay.
And I would also, I don't know why they're bringing this up with so many people here lately. I would take that amethyst and kind of rub your third eye. Are you familiar with your third eye?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would take that amethyst, and every now and then you don't have to do it like all the time or whatever, but whenever you're thinking about it or whenever you're really getting into your creative mode, because when we get into our creativeness, that is like we're getting in touch with our intuition. And so whether you, you know, when you get into your arts and crafts, you're doing that, or if you need a new thought or idea or strength, take that amethyst crystal and just kind of rub it on your third eye to bring you strength and to bring you clarity and to bring you vision.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
And definitely pay attention to your thoughts and your ideas while you're doing your crafting. I would get yourself a notebook and start writing things down, even if it, I mean, you don't have to memorize anything, but if something's really standing out, jot it down, jot it down, jot it down.
Okay.
All right, my dear.
Yeah, may I just ask one more? I had an unusual dream.
Well, honey, we're only taking one question tonight.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, but if you would like an extended reading, feel free to get a hold of me. Michael's got all my information on the website there.
Okay.
Okay, and
thank
but I do
you.
Want to say one thing. I just love, love, love your city. I was there for about the second week in September this year, and I love Seattle.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So thank you. Have a nice night.
All right,
night.
Honey. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you try. Okay. Yeah, my sister lives in Seattle, and she just loves it, so.
I would probably move there in a heartbeat if it wasn't for all the rain they get all the time.
Yeah. I heard they're drying out, though, a little bit.
Are they?
Because of weather patterns, yeah. A little bit. So, yeah, but it's quite a bit, my sister said, so it's something to get used to, but.
Yeah, I was there the second weekend in September for quite a few days, and it was like, I think, in the 80s and sunshiny and bright and beautiful every day. I'm like, ooh, I could take this.
Yeah, you stayed a couple more weeks and then
right
the next 2 weeks. Marilyn, tell the folks how people can reach you and about your Facebook shows.
Yeah, one of the best ways to get a hold of me is through my website. It's got all my information there. I have a couple videos on there about angels, about saging, cleansing, clearing your house. I just did a fabulous, fabulous house cleansing on Friday. Michael, it was amazing. This was a really big house, and I was there for a good couple hours. And then I always sit down with my clients afterwards and tell them what I found and what they need to do. And I took a look at this lady, and her face just was like glowing. It was a difference of night and day before I started and then after I was finished cleansing. So there's a short little video on my website, and that's just my name, www.MarilynPosick, and it's spelled POSCIC.com. I am the author of three books. One's Angels Simplified. There's Angels Everywhere for children as well. And that's all listed on my website. And those are available either through my website or through Amazon, along with 7 meditation CDs. And another good way to get a hold of me, which many people do, especially after the show, is friend me on Facebook. And then you can private message me on Facebook. Because I'm on Facebook normally 3 times a week. I will be on tonight right after our radio show on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I help people cope with grief and loss. And if people just want to listen, that's great. If you want to ask a question, if you have a comment, I take those live on Facebook. And then I do the same thing, same time on Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, with All About Angels. And again, you can just listen to the show. You can ask questions. You can make comments. The different experiences that people are sharing with me is just, it's really helping everybody. So I invite you to join. And if you can't make those times, I don't ever take my videos down, so feel free to go back through my timeline. I do share it to my angel page, which is Angel Messenger Marilyn Posick, and I do share it to my author page, Marilyn Posick Author. So they're available on all 3 of my pages after I'm finished with the videos. I usually don't share them to the other pages till in the morning, because by the time I get done with the radio show and the live broadcast and readings, I'm pretty much brain dead.
Yeah, I bet you're tired after that. Let's go next, then, to New York. And Madeline, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good, Madeline. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Did you get any of these bad storms that came through there the other day?
No.
Okay. Good.
This is my first time.
And first time for what, hon?
I got a question. I have met this guy, and he's, like, kind of weird. Like, you know, I asked him, like, my son was over the house if he wanted to come and eat. He said his back ached. And then I asked him, my granddaughter, I said, I have to go pick her up. He said, what, is she staying at your house? That's kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day, he called and said that his friend just come in from Florida. And then when I call, he's got like a cell phone, not a regular home phone, that I got to leave a message. And then he calls me back, sometimes like 1:30, not till 5. What do you think about him? Is he just wants to be alone, or he don't want to associate with people?
Okay, let me ask you a question, dear. The first thing you said, that you met this guy and he's kind of weird. Why are you even giving that energy?
I don't know why. It's, you know, I met him, for coffee first. And he seemed nice, but then all these questions that, you know, that he asked. What do you think?
And how long ago did you meet him?
Like 2 weeks ago.
I would tell you, before you put any more time, energy, or devotion into this relationship, get out.
Mm-hmm.
We are all highly intuitive, and we have to pay attention to those gut feelings, those heart feelings. And if you're already starting within, you know, the relationship being so brand new, and you're already questioning, like, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird, know
yes.
that your intuition and your spirit guides, whoever you might call, like whether that's God, Jesus, angels, spirit guides to you, that's them helping you, saying, what the heck are you doing? What are you thinking? Why are you even giving this energy?
I know it's something. He's weird, I think. You know,
well,
all excuses.
Get out.
Yeah, your back aches. You can't come over the house because I figured my son was over the house, you know, to meet him because I don't want to be alone with him because I didn't really know him. But, you know, I go to work. I ache every day, you know, so that's a poor excuse, right?
Exactly. If somebody really wants to see you, Madeline, they're
right.
going to, you know, especially when the relationship's so brand new. And especially
right.
a man, you know, I always look at a relationship, like look at the animal kingdom and think of lions, you know, think of the predominant males. They're always going after the hunt to find a female and they will do anything they can to attract a female. So if
correct.
He's already coming up with excuses right off the bat, it's like, you don't need that, dear. There's
no,
so many
right.
more
you're
other
right.
people out of there. And put more value into you and go, what am I thinking? Why am I even giving this any energy? Because the more energy you try to figure out a negative situation, the more it's going to drain you.
No, you're right.
So get out, dear. Go find somebody else to go play with.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Have a nice night.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay.
That's one thing I want to say in any relationship, whether it's a brand new relationship, whether it's one that you've had forever, and no matter who it is, whether it's a significant other, a parent, a child, a friend, a teacher, a mentor, if it's not feeling right, that's your intuition talking to you. And things change, you know. People grow apart. Maybe people aren't meant to, you know, meet right off the bat for whatever reason you're attracted, whatever. But if your gut and your brain, especially if your brain, like in her case, is saying that's weird, you got to reevaluate that. And it doesn't mean that a breakup of a relationship, no matter what relationship, doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. But it just means that your soul, your spirit is moving on a different path. And their soul, their spirit's moving on a different path. It's just like, think of it this way, of putting a jigsaw puzzle together. And you got this beautiful picture you want to create. And you want to create it in like a really short amount of time because you want to see this beautiful creation after it's done, but you can't keep jamming pieces that don't fit. So if you're inside, your gut, your heart is saying, this is a weird situation or this doesn't feel right anymore, really pay attention to that, people.
I totally agree. Just look for the signs, and when you see them, you know, I mean, you know, you see the signs, and a lot of times it's denial. It's like you don't want to be alone. You want to see it work. You want to, it's almost like, you know, pushing a square, you know, through a round hole. You know, you keep pushing and pushing.
Exactly.
But, you know,
that's another good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, let's see if we can grab one more call here before our time runs out here. And folks, stay with us. Got 2 more hours of Journey in the Light heading your way. 415, welcome, Bay Area. Can we get your first name? Are you there? 415 area code. All right. Well, let's try area code 918. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
My name is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, hon. Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. And how can the angels help you tonight, my dear?
Well, I have quite a bit as far as employment going on, trying to find a job. And I have a couple of interviews this week. And so I'm just wondering kind of which way they're going to sway me. Which one they think I should go with.
Do you have 3 interviews lined up this week?
Actually, I have 2 right now. So by the end of the week, I'll probably have 5 because that's what I was shooting for, and I put in probably 30 applications today, so I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I'm getting 3 interviews this week, and I feel like the third one's going to work out for you. What kind of a field are you in, dear?
Well, normally I'm in substance abuse and mental health, but I have stepped out on a limb, so to speak.
Good.
And I'm just putting my feelers out there and trying to see what else is available that I might want to just jump at that chance. So
tell me what kind of directions you're going into right now, because I feel, have you been doing the substance abuse counselor thing for quite a while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you've done a really, really good job with it. But just like I was talking about relationship, even a job, a career is a relationship, and I feel like you're burned out with it, like it's come to an end for you. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense, and I am sort of, but then on the other hand, when I get fired up, I have a whole lot of passion for it, and I really love it.
You're definitely meant to be in a field helping people. But what you've done in the past, I feel like that has come to an end. But I don't feel like you're going to totally get out of the field. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It just
right.
might be a different direction for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I totally get that. Because
okay.
I used to do a lot of public speaking on my son's story, who I lost. But now I'm changing patterns because you can only tell that story so many times without damaging yourself.
Right.
And I'm at a point where now I need to move on and use that as a backup, not as the main.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, but are you still thinking about staying in your same field?
Yeah.
Just with a different twist or something?
Yeah, something
okay.
like that. But
yeah, it's like what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing is, reach for the stars and you can find it. And it's like, I don't know, I forget where you're in Oklahoma. Do you have clear skies tonight that you can go outside and look at the stars?
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty clear. Actually, I'm upstairs so I can look out and see if it's a little bit dark, but there might be stars out that I can look at.
Go outside if you can or upstairs, wherever, and look for the stars and search for the brightest one. And bring that star in. Imagine bringing it in that you're holding your hand out. It's coming into your hand and you're placing it over your heart because that's your son helping you with a brighter light. Like he's trying to lift your energy. I really love your soul. I really love your spirit. You got a beautiful smile. You got a beautiful laugh. You got really, really good energy. And it's time to lift that up to a new stage. And I feel like by getting a new job with like a new, well, I don't want to say a new job, but a different twist in your job that will bring more enlightenment to you, that will bring, you know, more like more stars to you, that will be really beneficial for you. And I keep hearing the third interview. So
okay,
pay attention
well, maybe
to that. But look for the brightest star you can tonight and know that's your sun helping you, shining down on you, guiding you to find a new path and a new direction for you. That's going to bring, and by new, I mean new enlightenment for you.
Right. Awesome. Okay, I will do that. As soon as we hang up, I will go out there and bring him in.
Yeah, let me know. Follow up with me. You can email me or private message me or something. Let me know because that, you know, the third interview is like really being strong with me. So keep me posted.
Yeah, maybe it'll maybe that'll be the phone call I get in a little while asking for the third interview. So
there you go, dear.
All right. Well, thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Have a wonderful
have
night.
A great
good luck
night.
To you, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Righty, Marilyn, you got any last words? I'm going to let you go, get you set up for your I was going to say a TV show, but your live show on Facebook, I hope the listeners will go over there on your Facebook page. Yeah.
My TV show was a couple years ago. In fact, the TV show that I did a couple years ago, those guys are getting married, and I'm going to Hollywood on April Fool's Day for a wedding. I'm excited. I get to go to the wedding of the stars. But yeah, if anybody wants to join me, I will be live here in just a few minutes on Facebook. And if you want to know more about angels or have questions about angels, join me live tomorrow. I'm also available for private readings, either in person here in Phoenix area, over the phone, Skype. Feel free to get in touch with me or check out my books on Amazon. All right, Michael?
Okay, sounds great, Marilyn.
All right.
Have
you
good
have
show.
A good night, and I will talk to you next Monday.
Okay, talk to you then. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Marilyn Pasek to the show. Coming up next is Sonic Nova coming up. So everybody click on to the next show, call back in, and we'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.